Hi, I'm Neil. Thanks for joining me on English at Work, a new series of programs set in an office full of top tips to help you learn some useful business language which you could use in the workplace. In the next few minutes, you can join me on an introductory tour around one of London's biggest imitation plastic fruit manufacturers called Tip Top Trading. We're going to hear from some of the employees that work so hard to keep the business running smoothly. So come on then, let's step into the office and eavesdrop on Tip Top Trading's possible newest recruit. I say possible because she's still being interviewed for the job of sales executive.
Firstly, this job is an ideal match for my skills and experience. I've spent several years working in sales, and I get on with people easily. Well, I mean, apart from the ones I don't like, of course. Secondly, I know Tip Top Trading is one of the fastest growing companies in London, and I want to be part of that.
That's absolutely right. Tip Top Trading is the fastest growing company in the plastic fruit sector.
Well said, Anna. If she gets that job, I'm sure she'll be an asset to the company. The decision is in the hands of manager Paul, who we heard there. He's a nice guy, really. A little disorganized, but when things go wrong, he's got to take charge. A bit like this.
Yesterday was not a great day. Two clients came in with serious complaints. Mrs. Kumquat received a delivery of imitation bananas that were purple. Not very convincing. And Mr. Lime ordered grapefruits but got pineapples. Tom!
Yeah, listen.
Were you responsible for these errors?
Well, yes, but Paul...
Mistakes happen. But it seems that Mrs. Kumquat left our offices even angrier than when she came in, and she says she will never use Tip Top Trading again.
I tried my best.
Ah, yes, Tom. I hadn't warned you about Tom, one of the company's top sales executives. He's good.
Tom speaking. Yeah, Frankie. Yeah, so what's the latest? Are we on?
But his interpersonal skills need working on. Listen to this.
My computer has crashed. I've lost my phone, and there's a big, big problem with my timetable. I've got two meetings scheduled at the same time with two extremely important clients. I can't do them both at once.
See what I mean? Now, every office needs a good office assistant, and Tip Top Trading is no exception. It's got Denise, who's there to assist, organise, and sometimes make the tea.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Here's your tea, Paul.
Thanks, Denise.
But goodness, she likes to talk.
Really? Denise, do this. Denise, do that. I'm telling you, Sharon, I've always had enough. I get treated like some kind of servant.
That's Denise. I think we'll just leave the office now and let them get on with their work. So that's Tip Top Trading. There are plenty of other people we'll meet along the way. So go on. Why don't you join me for English at Work from bbclearningenglish.com. See ya.